Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today, verses 35 through 44. 1 Corinthians 15, 35 through 44. Paul goes on as he's dealing with this resurrection of the dead issue. He says, someone will ask, well, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same, but there is one kind for humans and another for animals, another for birds, another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there's a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Folks, this is actually a question that's been asked of me and other people for years and years. What kind of bodies are we going to have? And a lot of people say, well, it's going to be like the resurrected body that Jesus had. Possibly. We don't know 100%, but we do know this much. If it is like the resurrected body of Jesus, he was recognizable. He could eat, yet at the same time, he had bones, he had flesh. But at the same time, he also could pass through walls and transport, if you will, and be in one place and disappear and show up somewhere else. We don't know. That's the answer to the question. We don't fully know what our resurrected bodies will be like. But Paul lays out here, they will be different from the ones that we have. The kind of body that goes into the ground is going to come up out of it a different kind of body. The Bible actually says that people that are with the Lord right now are there with him in spirit. They don't have their eternal bodies yet, but that's going to happen at the rapture when the church gets their new bodies. Those who have died and gone to be with Christ as part of the church, they're going to come with Jesus, and their body's going to come up out of the earth, and those of us who are alive are going to be caught up and transformed, and we'll get our heavenly bodies then. And then after the tribulation period, the tribulation saints and the Old Testament saints are going to get their new bodies at that time, and we enter into the millennial kingdom on this earth. And the bodies that we have will be different from the humans that survived the tribulation who are going to populate the millennial kingdom and make all those babies that are going to be tempted by Satan when he's released from the pit 1,000 years later. But we don't know the specifics. Paul just says simply this, it's sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory. It's sown in weakness, it's raised in power. It's sown a natural body, it's raised a spiritual body. And I'm just going to tell you, that's good enough for me. Better is good enough for me. My body is decaying, parts are breaking down and having to be replaced. And one day I will lay this old body aside and Jesus will give me a new one. Isn't that good enough for you? And by the way, if we're honest, even though these bodies are decaying, they're pretty amazing. If you were to actually take the time to consider, how does your finger know to stop growing, but your fingernail knows to keep growing? And all the many, many intricacies of the body and that God has designed, it's an amazing thing that he's created for us. Yet, the one that's to come is better, more powerful, more glorified. Why can't we just be satisfied with knowing that what he has for us is better? Why can't we just rest in the fact that what he said here is enough, and we look forward to that? We wait for it patiently because we know that he's promised it. Well, again, we want to figure everything out so bad. The timing of the rapture, the timing of the return of Jesus Christ, all these different things, what our body's going to be like. It's valuable to search things, but it's also valuable to know that there are things that God knows and will know when it's time, and we're to be okay with that. And I tell you right now, I don't know what our body's going to be like. I have an idea from Jesus' resurrected body, but I don't really know. But I know this much, it's going to be better than this one, and that's great with me. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.